Yeah, I never like to embarrass anyone, you know that. So, two ladies in the middle of the church there. How are you doing this morning?
Hi.
Are you visiting from somewhere else this morning?
Oh, yeah, well, Ruthie had seen my sister invite us down, and then Kathy had invited me before.
Oh, amen.
Decided we'd come.
Glad to have you this morning, you know. And, you know, as Christians, you're obligated to love me, you know that? As followers of Christ, if you're sitting there this morning and saying, hey, you don't have a tie on this morning, we got to love my t-shirt, don't you? Amen. Glad to have you this morning. I do embarrass people a lot up here. I don't do it intentionally. I really don't.
Yes.
Oh, come on. I don't. Golden Buckeye card? No. No.
Turkey, you forgot to mention there's a visitor fee.
Oh, visitor fee? There we go. No.
You're getting as bad as he is.
But we welcome you this morning. We love having everyone here. I know, based upon... Not based upon age, hon. Don't worry about that. You have a bulletin with you, you can open it up. If not, I'll share the verse I want to start with this morning. Now we gather this morning, we all can say that God loves us, right?
Yeah.
He cares for us. Seriously. And He only wants the best for us. And some things we can't understand ourselves, some things we're not sure why God says to do certain things, and why does He say not to do certain things. But when we put our trust in Him, we just follow Him, amen? And that's what Christianity is about, is following Jesus Christ. And sometimes, again, I've been born again 16 years, I've been behind the pulpit 10 years, and I don't understand everything of God yet. And I figure it might take a couple, three more millenniums to even get close. But He keeps, as I search for Him, as I keep studying His Word, He just reveals more and more of Himself. You know, like my wife, married 40 years, and I get to know more and more of her. You know, I don't know if I'll ever know everything of her, you know.
Nope.
And each other, amen. Yeah, I know. But in the bulletin today, we share with you a verse in Hebrews. It's chapter 11, verse 1. He says, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Now, I want you to think about that just a second. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, but the evidence of things not seen. You think, well, what's so important about faith? I mean, okay, so faith is something, but you can't see it. Because the whole... our whole walk with the Lord is based upon faith. You take faith out of our life, and what do we have? We don't have anything concrete. Romans 10:17. We're going to build a foundation today with a few scriptures, and we're going to bring them all together. Romans 10:17. Yep. It says, so faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ. So we have faith. It is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So, well, how do I get faith? Well, faith comes from hearing. Hearing by the word of God. So as you read the word, as you hear the word of God today, it is there to build our faith, to trust more and more in the Lord. Okay? And the greater trust you have by hearing more and more of the Word. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. Now, Cindy, right? My thought, sight to the boom. How could you have faith in your husband if he wasn't around him over these years? How could you have faith? You couldn't. You might have an idea. But every day, as you and Buck are together, both ways, your faith grows more and more and more. Because you find out He's there for you through the good times and the tough times. And you know He won't forsake you. He won't leave you. He's there in your good moods and your bad moods. Amen? Okay? Because you're with Him. You guys have been married for many, many years. Like 30?
Yeah.
I think, yeah, 30 years. Okay.
32
years. Lord, oh, okay. So it's the same way with God. How does your faith in God grow? By being with Him daily, hearing His word daily, hearing what He has done daily, knowing that He's a God that doesn't change daily, knowing that He's not a God who has favoritism. What He's done for one, He'll do for another. daily. That's how your faith will grow and grow. If you only saw Buck 1 hour a week, let's say he worked out of town all the time, probably for 1 hour a week, man, you still have a relationship, but man, it won't be that strong. You know what I'm saying? But daily strengthens that. You say, okay, Pastor, we got faith. Why do I need faith for? I'm glad you asked me that. Hebrews 11:6. Hebrews 11:6 says, and without faith, it is impossible to please Him. Wow. So without faith, it's impossible to please God. Who wants to please God? God, I mean, He made us, right?
Yeah.
Amen. If we gave Him control of our life, He's in control of us, right? He's in charge of everything, so we want to please Him. So without faith, it's impossible to please Him. So that's another good reason to have faith. And the last verse in this area I'll share with you today is in Matthew 9:29. And in verse 28, the Master is speaking to two blind people, and they want healed. And He looked at them and said, do you believe that I am able to do this? Do you believe that I am able to give your sight back? They said, yes, Lord. And He says, well, let it be done to you according to your faith. See how important having faith in the Word of God. Now, faith can come a lot of different ways by hearing it, by hearing testimonies. But in order for it to increase, it has to be spoken. You have to hear it. And then, number one, you have to believe in God. You have to believe that He wants the best for you. Because a lot of times people, when you hang on to a word from God, when you hang on to a Bible verse, what God says this, the world will try to tear you away from it. They say, oh, you're just weird. You know, you're a Jesus freak. Okay? I mean, they will. I mean, you know, no one ever called me a Hank Williams Jr. freak when I listened to Hank Williams Jr. Do you know that? They called me freaks maybe, okay? Or what's another group? Air Supply freak. No. You can listen to that stuff 24 hours a day. They thought it was normal. But when you start speaking about the Word of God and Jesus says this, oh man, get away from them. They're a Jesus freak. You know, it's okay to have a little bit of religion, okay? But man, when you go out to dinner, and I'm sitting at the next table over, I hear you guys talking about Jesus. Go on. That's just too much. Why actually today, who died for your sins?
Jesus.
Who rose up from the grave?
Jesus.
Who's coming back again?
Jesus.
Okay, is that pretty something to be freaky about?
Yes.
Be encouraged about? Yes. Wow. You know, I used to listen to a country boy, Can Survive, but he wasn't coming back for me. Hank wasn't. Or he isn't. But Jesus. Jesus. And faith in Him give us strength to overcome anything. But faith is what? Faith is substance. Let's make sure I quote it right. Faith is some of the things hoped for, but the evidence of things not seen. Now you take that and let's tie it into a Bible verse. Acts 16:31. I'll quote it to you. You know that one? You know that one right there. Acts 16:31. You say, okay, well, how can I... It says, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you and your household will be saved. He said, okay, accept Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord. And what's it say? Your household shall be saved. Did it say, maybe your household will be saved? The Word of God says that accept the Lord Jesus Christ and your household shall be saved. Okay? Well, how can my household be saved? I got my kids out on drugs, and my daughter's running around. My husband won't even come to church, and this Word of God says that they shall be saved. Oh, come on now. Well, I ask you, what is faith? Somebody quote it to him. You got it in front of you. Things that are not seen but hoped for. If you can see something, you don't take faith. Now, I come in this morning. This is Sunday, first day of the week. And we have ministry coming up all week. We do a free lunch every day, right? What are you having this week? I have no idea. But we're going to serve dinner. I have faith that God has always provided. What happened this morning at 9:45 before we started church? We had 400 hot dogs show up. And buns. They're in the freezer back there. Hey, we're good for a couple of weeks now. Faith. He has done it time and time and time and time again. That's my faith. I don't need to know beforehand. I didn't need to know, Joe, last Thursday that I have wieners for Monday. Why? Because I had food for Thursday. Why? God will provide for me.
Amen.
Okay. Sometimes we sit around and we start worrying about Monday on a Thursday and it takes the joy away that God wants to give you on Thursday. Have faith in the Word of God. He will never fail you. Yeah, and I know you think, well, okay, but that's a hot dog, Lord. Or Stark, that's a hot dog. It's a hot dog. It's lunch. To someone, that might be the only meal they get all day. And we are so blessed through our faithfulness to the Lord and trusting in Him that we're able to serve somebody this week a hot dog in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And that's pretty important. And He trusts us to do that, having faith. Now, if someone would come to me and say, well, on Thursday, well, Pastor, you guys going to serve dinner next Tuesday? Well, I don't know if we'll be open or not. I'm not sure we'll have any food or not. But we have food, you know, yeah, come on down. Faith is, yeah, we will be. I'm not sure what it's going to be yet. But whatever God provides, I'll burn it and send it out to you. Amen? That is faith. Declaring that. I can't see what we're going to have, but I know I'll have something there because of the Word of God. He'll provide all our needs to the rich and glory in Christ Jesus. So let's take us down. Let's just bring us down a notch, okay? Let's bring us down to real. Who believes the Word of God? Alright. What did Acts 16:31 say? Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you and your household shall be saved. Do you believe that?
Yes.
Yeah. Do I hear amen?
Amen.
You believe that? Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and your household shall be saved.
Amen.
All right. So let's act out that. Remember, what is faith?
Something not seen, but hoped for.
Not seen, but hoped for. Okay. Don't raise your hands. But how many here have a child that's not born again? How many here has a spouse that's not born again? How many people have been praying for someone for salvation? Someone in your household. What was you thinking about? Okay. In your household is anything, you know, your kids are in your kids be living in Europe today, but they're still in your household. You know what I'm saying? Okay. You know, I know we all say, praise the Lord, they're out on their own, but they're still your household. So if you can see it, it don't take any faith, does it?
No. No.
Or you can say this in your mind today. I know you can't hear me, but I just quoted the scripture. Now let's take it farther than that. Do you have faith in the Word of God?
I do.
Okay. I'm going to be my wife for a minute. Oh, I'd love to be in the house of the Lord this morning. Jason, come over and sit in this chair. Get out of that chair! Get out of that chair! That chair is saved for my husband. That chair is saved for my husband. You can't sit in that chair. Pretty soon, here comes Daryl. Come on, Daryl, sit to you. Get out of that chair! That saved my husband. My husband came to the church. You see him sitting there?
No.
So the next week, the same thing. Get out of that chair. That is saved for my husband. He's coming. The Word of God says that I come to the Lord and me and my household. That's for my husband. You can't sit there. Here comes somebody else. Oh, you can't sit there. I'm telling you. Would you think somebody was nuts when they did that? Be honest with me.
Yeah.
And it takes that kind of craziness if you don't see the Word of God take place in your life. Speak it out. It don't take faith to sit there beside a, just sit here like this. Okay, Lord God, please. Lord, just send my husband one of these. I get sick and tired of coming to church without my husband. I want him to come. I want him to come. I want him to come. No, honey. No, honey. Get out of my chair! Thank you. See, this is saved. But when you come to church, and folks, I'm serious. You come down and you resist. You stand the Word of God and you sit down here. And you say, I'm saying this, my husband, he will be in the house of God, or my wife will be here, or my kids will be here. Now maybe you got 7 kids, okay? 1 kid at a time. This is save my children. One of my children's coming to my household shall be saved. My household shall be saved. The Word of God tells me that. Folks, that is taking your faith and you're putting it to the grindstone. You're taking that faith and you're standing on that. You're trusting God. You're plowing the ground. You think, well, I think that's kind of, you know, taking it kind of far. How far do you want to take it? Yeah, seriously. Are we going to stand on the Word of God? Are we going to believe the Word of God? Are we going to build that faith in the Word of God? Man, that takes faith to say, man, He's coming. Did you not? I mean, you weren't fanning yourself all the time. But how many years did you pray for your husband to come to church? Okay? And listen, it worked. Stood on the Word. She dragged 3 kids in with her. I wasn't there yet. But she didn't give up. Pray for me. Declare I was coming. Boom. Here I am. But that's that crazy faith. It doesn't take faith. It don't take a whole lot of faith when you're afraid to live it. It's easy to believe things in your mind, but to speak them out. Speak them out. Now, I agree with you. Some of you say, well, I can't speak this one out. But there are some issues that might be very private with you. Okay? That's where you need a prayer warrior at. Someone to pray with you. But I'm saying, is it clear? Hey, Karen, woman, have a seat. Yeah, I want you to have a seat this time, for real. Well, that was my seat also on the other side. Give me your hand. Now, we're just sitting holding hands, husband and wife. Married almost 40 years. Do you think of all the maybe the ridicule she may have went through? Maybe some who made fun of her, maybe, I don't know. I mean, I wasn't there. That's why she's praying for me. But when it comes to this here today, me sitting in the house of God with her, worshiping Jesus Christ, our children, do you think it's worth everything she went through to this point? Amen. As faith living. And folks, we're no one special. We're just 2 people that got married and we went through life together. Everybody been through life before? So far, you're still going through it? You ever have any turmoil, ups and downs? You ever fall, get back up? You ever have troubles, issues? Folks, that's life itself. That's life. We don't live in a perfect place yet. But as we find that Word of God, we stand on that Word of God. We speak that Word of God out. Oh, my. What do you think of Moses, maybe? You know what I'm saying? Moses, taking all these people to the Promised Land. Faith in the Word of God, did he not? You know, he had faith, but a lot of people didn't. It took him 40 years to get through an 11-day journey. They kept speaking it out. Kept telling people we're going to the Promised Land. They go around the same mountain again. They get tired of eating manna. They gave him quail and all kind of stuff. But he continued to speak on the Word of God. He stood on the Word of God. 40 years. Wow, 40 years. That's how long we've been married. Almost. Might be a sermon there too. But it's not giving up. It's speaking that Word. So actually, what is it today in your life that you need, that you want? And find that scripture. Stand on that. Speak it out. What I mean by stand on it, that means build your faith in it. Believe it. It's going. She couldn't see me sitting in there. Now, I did show up on a couple Easters and a Christmas. Okay? Okay, and no doubt it got her encouraged. You know, I'm, hey, seriously, I could have not even come at all. Hear me, guys. You know, if you have a spouse or relative or friends that make it every once in a while, praise God, they're coming at least. Take anything. Hear me, amen. Because I tell you what, you go out in a garden and you throw a couple of seeds. At least you got a couple of seeds sowed in there. Amen. Amen. But find that and speak it out. It don't matter how bad the wind blows or how the storm goes. Sometimes as you speak out that faith, the storm gets worse. Amen. Right, Kathy? It gets worse. And you think, oh, my lands. I started declaring the word of God in this. And man, it's getting worse.
That happens a lot.
I know you grab a lion's tail and you pull it. The harder you pull, he's going to start roaring, okay? But he's still the same lion. Okay. Satan's still the same. Satan, I don't care how bad he's roaring at you. He has been defeated at the cross of Jesus Christ, okay? He might have a big mouth, but he's not bigger than our Lord Jesus Christ. So as you speak out that word and you stand on that word of God and you declare that word of God, have faith in that word of God, you have what you have looking for. Now, how much I'm so blessed that she didn't give up on me spiritually. I could be dead in hell right now. But I'm not. Found that scripture, stood on it, and preached it out.
Because someone did the same for me.
Someone did the same thing for you. Amen. Amen. Somewhere, someone invited you to church someday, and you went to church, okay? Me the same way, and everyone here come from somewhere. Amen. Amen. But this is getting real. This is where God says, hey, listen, I don't want to leave you guys where you're at. This is how important the Word of God is. It's for today. You know, again, we're imagining ourselves a hospital, an emergency waiting room. We're all got symptoms. We got issues. He's here to help take care of those as we allow Him to examine us. Amen? Okay. I mean, the first examination for anyone is say, hey, listen, we've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Otherwise, you say, hey, we're all sick. Okay? Once we can admit that, then the doctor can work on us. Okay? You know, if I went to the doctor, and Joe went to the doctor, and I'm sitting there, all looking terrible, Joe might walk in and say, well, I don't feel good, but I don't look as bad as he does. Okay? Okay? But it doesn't make any difference. We're both sick, right? It's going to take the same doctor to get the cure for us. It's the same way in our spiritual realm. We've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And the wages of sin is what? Separation from God today and death. We all need that forgiveness of the sins. Whether my leg and arm's broken, all he has is a hangnail, makes no difference. It still takes the same physician to cure us. And once we realize that, man, God can work with us. But when we start putting ourselves like, well, I'm not as bad as they are over there. Come on, you know. He drives a Volkswagen. Not me. When we start separating ourselves based upon the classification of sin, we've got trouble. Sin is sin, and we just need that forgiveness of it. Okay? And faith. Faith comes all how? The faith come? Faith comes by hearing by the Word of God. Thank you. Now you can stay here for a while, or you can go back.
I'll go back.
You want to go back? Okay. That's okay. Faith comes by hearing by the Word of God. Come here, Joe. Come on. A few years ago, my brother in Christ, was in the hospital. Very sick, was he not, Joe?
Yes, sir, I was.
And they had a transfer over to Columbus.
Right.
And things were going downhill. We talked with Kathy. We came over, me and my wife. The next morning, they're going to open me up, put a feeding tube in you. Amen?
Right.
We came over, lay hands on you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The next morning, you raised up. They said, oh, no feeding tube needed. And brought you back here to us, right?
That's right.
Amen. Amen.
That's very true.
Almost died, okay. Now, to the Lord being the glory, say, this is His testimony. His testimony. And God isn't a God that changes.
Amen.
God is the same today He was yesterday. What He's done for one, He can do for the other. But what did we do? We went over and we prayed the prayer of faith. We had faith in the Word of God. You know, my brother was weak wore out, tired. I mean, you was even out of your mind a little bit once in a while. You know what I'm saying? But we weren't. We was able to come alongside my brother and pray. We have faith in the Word of God. Amen? Faith in the Word of God. And we came together. Look at him today. Man, you're still with us. You know, you're still drawing out people's names and stuff. Still praising the Lord. And you're still a living, walking testimony. Amen?
Right.
Thank you. Have a seat there. Awesome. Awesome. Kathy. Uh-huh. Yeah. But seriously, yeah. Sister Kathy. One time I never met her before. Never met her. I got a letter from my brother here. And he says, hey, we see you. And I think in the newspaper, but what we do here in the ministry. He says, my wife is very sick now. She has cancer. But someday, we're going to come to your church. Amen. Will you pray for my wife? How many years ago has that been?
Six
years ago. And look at you today. Amen. 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 God is a healer, is he not?
Very good.
Amen. Yes. Amen. Amen. What he's done for one, he'll do for the other. Amen? Amen. Amen. Now, do you worry about next year? No, you don't.
No.
I know you don't. You told me that before. Mm-hmm. It's not a cliche. One day at a time. Yeah, and one day at a time. Thank you, honey. Thank you. And testimonies are given to encourage us. You know, they didn't. Jerry's going to cry. You're going to be crying again now, Jerry, too. But it's there to encourage one another. And time again, Sister Kathy, Opal. I mean, I go over the congregation, how God has raised people back up. When they counted you out, you're still here today. Okay? Amen? And that builds our faith. I have faith when I lay my hands on people. Not in Starkey, but I have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. You guys remember that? You probably don't remember this. I don't know. I'll tell you something. 6 years ago today, I came home from the Cleveland Clinic. 6 years ago today. Oh, you talk about having faith. I know I'm kind of a round fella right now. I was 100 pounds lighter. Okay? I mean, when I finally came back to church like 3 months after I came home, some people didn't even recognize it. Their pastor, okay? I came home with a catheter. I came home with a colostomy. Same, right? Colostomy. I came home in a hospital bed. I came home unable to eat. Okay? But did my wife give up? No, because she prayed over me a few days earlier when I was dying. Said, in the name of Jesus, so you know I'm going to recover.
Amen.
Amen. Have faith. Yes. Now, by looking at me, you couldn't. My own brothers and sisters came and man, they left. They thought I was done for. Okay? But not the missus. Speaking out the Word of God. I ate one half of a slice of beet and she went crazy. I finally got my appetite back. Okay? But just took little things. You know, she didn't expect me to eat a prime rib that day. But little things, and it just built her faith. And today, look at me. Yeah, look at me. Okay? But sometimes, this here is what I want to share with you. 6 years ago, now, this is on my desk at home for encouragement. It's from Joe and Kathy. We have never met prior to this. It says, Dear Pastor Starkey, I seen your card of thanks in the Beacon paper, and we did not know you had health problems. We are so glad that you have been healed by God, and that you are on the road to recovery. May God bless you. Hope to see you once, one of these Sundays at your church. Kathy is coming along just fine. Joe and Kathy Kirker. This is on my desk. Remind me, even my times when I start getting weak, that God is a healer. That God, and touched your body. As I was sick. I prayed for you and you recovered. Amen. Amen. Okay? And that is to build our faith. To build our faith, folks, through our testimonies. You know, not the weakened, but to strengthen our faith. No one can take away your testimony. Faith comes by hearing by the Word of God. Faith isn't what you see, it's what you hope for. And our hope, our blessed hope, is in Jesus Christ. Is in Jesus Christ. Amen? Yeah, our blessed hope is Jesus Christ, and that's the only hope that we need. You know, time and time again, we have instances where the Word of God is just man, it just pops out in front of us. And we find that word and we hang on to it. And He provides it. I have faith that God will provide everything that I need. After 32 years, just so happened, our time of need, there it comes. Isn't God awesome? It caused somebody to look back here, or somehow this thing popped up in the computer, however they do, they say, hey, listen, we know where He's at now. And send me the check. So, I mean, just things like that time and time again. Having faith in the Word of God. Don't know how He's going to do it. I have faith that He will. He will meet all my needs to the rich in glory in Christ Jesus. And folks, that's why He wants us to have faith in His Word. Man, I know at times we have it difficult. I know at times your faith might be weakened. But that's when we need to come alongside one another and pray for one another. Speak that Word of God out and stand on that Word. Don't give up on it, you know? Don't, you know? Next week, I'll probably bring out more chairs because everybody's going to have an empty chair. Say, hey, this is my husband. This is for my wife. You know what I'm saying? Hey, so be it. Amen? So be it. I mean, it's what we need. It is what we need to stand on that faith. You know, in the bulletin here, put simply faith. Faith is believing or trusting that God will do what He promises. Okay? Or do what he said He promised to do. So the above verse tells us that faith is a substance. What does the word substance mean? And it means that it is a thing. In our physical world that we can see, touch, hear, smell, taste. Hebrew 11:1 says that our faith is a substance of things hoped for. The word hope also refers to something in the future. So to get anything we are hoping for, it will become real as we use our faith. Now, in the Bible, it talks about Peter. Peter was in jail, and people were praying, standing on the Word of God, praying that Peter be released. You guys remember that? They just killed James. They put Peter in prison. And the church came together, and they were praying, you know, for him to be released. And what happens? He gets released. And he goes and knocks on the door. And of all the church people, a girl runs to the door. I'll get it. Oh, hey, it's Peter. He runs back in. Hey, guys, Peter's out here. No, it's not Peter. Come on. We've been praying for him to be released. It's not Peter. How much faith was there in that prayer that when Peter was released from prison, he actually came to the house where they were gathered for prayer? They didn't believe it. They didn't believe it. It must be his ghost. He must be this, must be that. And folks, you think, what kind of prayer life did they have? You know, but I'm going to ask you this. In your own minds, your own friends, your own neighbors. You ever have a report from a doctor? And you call upon the church to pray? And you go back to the doctor. And it's a different report. And you tell people, they say, well, that doctor must have made a mistake. Seriously, listen. We come together and we pray. Have faith. But even church people say that. Well, we prayed last week, but doctor made a mistake. Why? Because they don't have faith. And how do you please God? With faith. As a Christian, there's no coincidence in our lives. You know, as we shrink, you know, Adam gave control to Satan. Jesus Christ bought it back. And as a Christian, we give control back to God. When God is in control of our life, give Him the glory and follow Him. He only has the best for you, right? For some reason, you're still here to harass me, Joe. You know that? And he goes on time and time again. You said something too. He said, you were the same way. Go ahead.
I went to the doctor once because I was having trouble with my throat, and he could feel a lump on my thyroid. So I came to church the next service, had the church pray. By that next week, I went to get an ultrasound, and there was nothing. Amen. There was no lump. They couldn't find it. And the doctor had felt it was there.
Amen. Amen. I'm going to borrow one more time, then I'll close with this, folks. We'll have a seat here. Have you ever been so tired you can't think? You ever been so tired you can't pray? Have you been so caught into something you know there's something, but you can't think of what the Word of God says? Been there? Well, it goes back to where we need to encourage one another. I want to take you to boot camp for a moment. Let's go to boot camp. Ever been there or not? But it's a physical conditioning. And for some folks in boot camp, they're not going to hardly make it. They can't do it. You know, they show up and maybe they're not used to a physical life and they have to do so many push-ups and sit-ups and stuff like that. They really have a desire to be a soldier, but they got to get through this boot camp first. And they're struggling. I just can't do it. And here comes a vet alongside and I'm going to tell you, boy, you can do that. You can do, no, I can't. You can't. Look at me. But once I was where you were at, I was struggling the way you are right now. But I'm telling you, you can do that. Get on your belly. Come on, push yourself up. Push yourself up. I can do it. And you get down, you do a push-up right alongside of them versus because you're doing it, they're doing it. And you're encouraging them, saying, I've been there, I've done that, but you can do it because I did it. Okay? Folks, it's the same way our walk with God. When we're going through sickness and disease, sometimes we can't think the same way, man, we're done. We listen to all the reports and we thought, and we know God's a healer. We know Christ died on the cross for us. We know He sent His Word to heal us. By the time we get so weak, get so feeble, so wore out, that we need somebody to come alongside and say, listen, by His stripes He brought healing to you. Oh, look at the, remember the testimony of Kathy. Remember the testimony of Joe. Remember this, okay? I know you're going through a battle, but let me intercede. Let me carry for a while today. Let it be my faith as I pray for you. Let it be me declaring, you rest right now. You just shut your eyes and take a nap. We're going to intercede for you today. We're going to pray for you today. We're going to fight this battle for you through our faith. You just rest and let the Master raise you up. No matter how dark it looks, we know the Word of God says. Now listen, we take this fella over here in boot camp. Now, if he doesn't make it through boot camp, it doesn't mean he's not a man. It doesn't mean that he doesn't have a life. It just means life as a soldier isn't going to take place. Right? Mm-hmm. Okay, exactly. So, if he says, man, listen, I just can't do it anymore. I've tried. Thank you for your encouragement, but I just want to go home. Okay. And it's in our lives today. We're in this thing together. This disease attacks us. Sickness, that all came from Satan. But we need to intercede and pray for one another. Let faith build one another up. Until the point that you or I look at you and say, Kathy, I've had enough, honey. I fought the good fight, but it's time. Okay? That's not a failure. Go home for your reward. But man, I fought the good fight, but I am done. Okay? But until that, intercede and pray and encourage one another. You know? If you imagine, I don't know, if, I don't. Hercules, it comes to mind. Hercules, okay? Always a big guy. But he started out somewhere as a baby. I mean, I pray to God he wasn't born that big. You know what I'm saying? But he had to start out as a baby somewhere. And so, to look at Hercules saying, oh, I can never do that. Wait, was you born? Yeah, well, look at me. I just took discipline. I grew. Look how strong I am today. Well, as you keep your eyes on Him and focus on Him, you can grow up to be as strong as He is. So, let's look toward the cross for a second. Well, I can never do that. I don't have faith. I can't do it. Wait. Do you believe in Jesus Christ? Yeah. You believe He died for your sins? Yeah. Do you accept that forgiveness? Yes. Keep your eyes on the cross and just focus on Him. Allow Him to strengthen you and build you up. It doesn't take a 600-pound man to have strong faith. It doesn't take a big-mouth preacher to cast out demons. It just takes that word from the Master. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That's all it takes. All preachers, we out once in a while. Why? We get so, I don't know, what's that word? Passionate about the Word of God. But it just takes a soft-spoken. You never seen Jesus dance around saying, come on, be you. No, He said, hey, as your faith. And if your faith is weak today, let me intercede for you. Let me pray and build you up. Because it's by your faith we'll let it be done. The Word of God will never come back void. The Word of God is designed to strengthen you. The Word of God is designed to comfort you. The Word of God is designed to convict us of our sins. But the Word of God is also there to forgive us of our sins. So don't get wrapped up in the world. Don't think there's no hope. Don't think whatever circumstances you're in this morning that there's no hope to get out of it. Because Jesus Christ is a hope. Amen?
Amen.
So I ask you today, where are you at with the Lord? And this awesome thing that He gave us from the cross, this forgiveness of our sins, have you ever received it yet? Have you ever said, man, wow, okay. Yeah, I've sinned, I've lied, I've cheated, I've done... You know, one sin, and the wages of sin is death. Separation from God for eternity. You're separating from right now. You don't have a prayer language, or a prayer life, because sin blocks his ears. But Jesus died on the cross. He took the place of your sin. You say, what do you mean the wages of sin is death? That means right now, if you have sin in your life, and you die, you pay the penalty of that. And that's to go to hell and pay the penalty. But when we see that Christ already paid your penalty, when He died, He went to hell. He took the keys back from Satan for hell and death. And as we accept the forgiveness of our sins, turn away from our sin, invite Him into life, He'll strengthen us, He'll guide us, and we'll follow Him. And the day that this body here will lay down, that Spirit will come into me when I accept Christ. Boom. He'll take me to heaven and be with God for eternity. God wants that. There's no other way. There's no other way to get to heaven. Believe me, if there was, Christ would have told us. Man, if you just give me money today, Kathy, and keep you from going to hell, He wouldn't have died on the cross. We all gather in a circle and pray for Jerry to get to heaven. Christ wouldn't have died on the cross. There's only one way. That's by accepting this love that God has for you. By accepting Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord. Let Him come in and cleanse you. And if you think, well, preacher, soon as I quit smoking or quit drinking, soon as I quit cussing, soon as I start loving the folks, if you wait for that, it's never going to happen. It's like saying, Buck, you can take me to the hospital tomorrow, okay, but soon, wait till I get better. You know, this pneumonia is killing me, but soon as I get rid of this pneumonia, you take me to the hospital. No. You come as you are. No, come on. That's what Jesus said today. Come as you are today. Accept this awesome gift of salvation. And be ready for His coming. He's coming very soon for the church. So if you didn't sound my voice this morning and you said, wow, I've never done that, I really encourage you to see me after the service. Let's talk. This is an awesome thing to do. Trade your death sentence for life. And God wants to make sure you know what you're doing. He wants you to know how much He loves you and cares for you. Amen?